This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Rasulillah wa ba'd. Respected listeners, alhamdulillah, today's reminder comes from a very sunny afternoon here in the United Kingdom. I pray all of you are well, inshallah. Just a very quick reminder, something that I've talked about before as well, and again relates to acquiring, achieving peace, tranquility in this life, inner peace. There's a very important quality which is known as qana'ah. This is something very important. Qana'ah means contentment. And in order for us to achieve this peace and tranquility in our life, we have to bring about this qana'ah into our lives, into our hearts. Qana'ah, contentment, or rida bil qada, being happy with the decree of Allah. Earn whatever you can through halal ways in this life, but whatever Allah has given you, be happy. There is no other way to be happy in this life. There is no other way to find peace except by accepting Allah's decree and being content. It's really in the heart. That's why the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysa al-ghina an kathrati al-arad, walakin al-ghina ghina an-nafs." Richness is not in abundance of wealth. Richness is not about abundance and excess in wealth. It's about richness of the heart. Someone can have less, but if they are happy with that less, they are content, they will feel peace in their life. But somebody, on the other hand, can have much more, many, you know, properties and luxuries of life, but if that person is not content in the heart, then he will not be he will not feel this internal peace. That's why it's very important we bring about this qana'ah in our lives. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, وَرَضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Be happy with what Allah has decreed for you. You will be the most wealthiest of individuals. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُنظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا تَنظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. Look at people below you, not at people above you. Because if you do that, فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Because if you do that, you will not be ungrateful towards Allah's bounties and Allah's gifts. What does this hadith tell us? In worldly aspects, don't look at people above us. Don't look at people who have been given more wealth or better than us in health, etc. We should look at people who are below us. In order, because if we look at people above us, what will happen? We will feel depressed, we'll feel sad, we'll say, oh, why haven't I got what he has got? I want something, I want what he has got as well. It will make us depressed in the heart. We might even become, you know, jealous. But if we look at people below us, and that's what we need to do, we should think, if we have hardships and difficulties in life, think about the thousands of poor people in war-torn countries or in poor countries who don't even have their basic food of their day. People who are in hospitals, people who have cancer and other terminal illnesses. Think of people who've lost all their family members in war-torn areas. That's what we need to think about, and it will make us grateful to what we have, brothers and sisters. There's a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you happen to look at someone who's above you, like if you're just driving or you're passing by and you see someone in a, you know, really expensive car, إِذَا نَظَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْخَلْقِ. If you happen to, by chance, see someone who has been given more than you, or who's more privileged than you in terms of their wealth or health, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then what you should do is from there straight away go seek out someone who's below you in health and wealth, and you will feel content and you will feel more happy and you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an incident, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak radiallahu anhu, the great imam of his ummah, he says that I used to, in my earlier life, mingle with, interact with and mix with and sit around with people of wealth, rich people who are much above me. When I used to do that, I used to always feel depressed and sad because I used to see them how much, you know, wealth they have. Thereafter, I changed and I started intermingling with people below me. And since that day, I felt so much peace and tranquility in my life. SubhanAllah. And this is what we need to do. There's one incident mentioned, one of the early Muslim imams, one of the Salaf, somebody came to him and started complaining about their hardships in life. So he said to him, you know your eyes that you have? Would you be willing to trade your eyes, give your eyes for someone who would pay you 100,000 dinar? He said, no, dinar or dirham. Then he said, what about your hands? Would you be willing and prepared to give your hands in return for 100,000 dinar? He said, no. And then he said, your feet, and then this organ and that organ, and made him count all the different bounties that Allah has given him. And every time he would say no. So the Imam said to him, you are complaining, you are complaining about hardships, and here you are an owner of millions, hundreds of millions of pounds. Each organ of your body, just think, how much would you have one eye or one, even one finger? How much does it cost? Okay, so this is how we need to think. Allah has given us a lot. It's just about thinking and, you know, contemplating that alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a lot. We should try to bring about this quality qana'ah. And the day we bring this quality qana'ah in our lives, brothers and sisters, we will really be happy, inshaAllah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. It's getting a bit windy as well, so I'm going to try to end with this right now.